AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Streets have turned into rivers in Southern California, where as much as 9 inches of rain have already fallen as the second atmospheric river hits in about a week. Andrew Turner creating homemade berms on his property in Encanto.
These are like little straw wattles. Basically, I just kind of copied some of the construction sites. They use these for erosion control. So I went ahead and bought some myself. It's not a for sure fix, but anything is better than nothing.
Audio courtesy of KGTV. There are reports mudslides have damaged two homes in Studio City outside of Los Angeles. Emergency shelters have been established. Senate negotiators have produced a bipartisan package aimed at tightening border security to win over conservatives who were balking at passing Ukraine funding. But many House Republicans are already rejecting the plan, eliciting this response from House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Republicans at this point are wholly owned subsidiaries of Donald Trump.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes have killed dozens of people today alone. More than 100 bodies were taken to morgues. An Iranian-backed militia group is claiming responsibility for striking a U.S. base in Syria. No Americans were hurt, but 6 Kurdish forces were killed. The fate of Michigan mother Jennifer Crumbly is now in the hands of the jury. The best moment at last night's Grammys for the older folks? Joni Mitchell's return to the stage after recovering from a brain aneurysm. I looked at love from both sides now. Courtesy CBS Recording Academy. This is AP News. A controversial description of a Michigan city leads to stepped-up police patrols.
The city of Dearborn, Michigan, is increasing its police presence after an opinion piece targeted the city's Muslim population. A Wall Street Journal opinion piece titled, quote, "Welcome to Dearborn, America's Jihad Capital," unquote, is resulting in the city's mayor, Abdullah Hamoud, ramping up security at places of worship and major infrastructure points. Hamoud posted on social media that the piece published Friday led to an alarming increase in bigoted and Islamophobic rhetoric online, specifically towards Dearborn. Steven Stilinski, executive director of the Middle East Media Research Institute, who authored the opinion piece, told the Associated Press that he wanted to draw attention to protests in Michigan. I'm Paya Panjwani.
Just ahead of the Super Bowl, the father of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been arrested for driving while intoxicated. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.